tiene tres el novato, su quinto de la noche.
Sixth and inside. Oh. A thunderous dunk.
Porque Junior que la clava dos con autoridad.
Drifting jumper, he can't it. Thompson now got Carmelo in the air and dunks.
Welcome to Cavs HQ. Thank you for joining us on Fox Sports Ohio and the Cavaliers Radio Network. Now, here are your hosts, John Michael and Rafa Hernandez Brito.
How about the new open?
I like the mesh. I like the mix. Is that Big Daddy mixing it up or Cardi?
I don't know. Big budget show.
Yeah.
Big budget show. Hi, everyone. Cavs HQ. John, Rafa, great to have you aboard. The Cavs have just returned from a three-game road trip. Cavs go into San Antonio, tail end of a back-to-back. Cavs nearly missed beating Houston at home the night before. Yeah. Knock off the Spurs, which had been idle for 6 days coming into that ball game before the Cavs headed on to Milwaukee, then Toronto, knocked off by two of the top teams in the East. I tell you what, Toronto is better than I thought they would be.
I feel like an old man saying, I saw those kids when they were growing up. In the case of...
They're only in their third, fourth season.
We didn't see Van Vliet, but we saw Anunoby and Pascal Siakam. And I have to tell you, if there's one place where we go and not one soul feels bad about us, is in Toronto. After all we did, maybe Atlanta as well, but after all we did to them in the playoffs, and I think you and I would agree, Pascal Siakam.
Oh,
It's a good basketball player.
Yeah, he's fantastic. Yes. His confidence is soaring right now. I kind of thought Toronto would kind of fade into the sunset. They've won their title. Kawhi is gone. Danny Green is gone. I thought that was going to be it for that basketball team. But, man, they're right in the mix again, and they are playing hard.
It's playing team basketball, and the guys that
defense.
There were a couple of guys that you didn't know about, but Powell is playing out of this world too. And then you get a couple of guys like Terrence Davis who have very good minutes off the bench, and they're surviving the injuries right now. And they look again. Them and the Celtics, I think, are the surprise of the East considering all they lost.
I'd agree with
In the offseason.
Yeah, and defense is where they made their mark last season. Yeah. Fifth, Nick Nurse's team was fifth in the league in terms of defensive rating. They're second right now. And again, they lose two-plus defenders in Kawhi Leonard and also in Danny Green. And the question was, would they be able to maintain it? But you get a sense of why they were so good last season. It's a system. They all buy in. They all play hard for that franchise. And Nick Nurse continued, you know, what was started before him with Dwayne Casey. It was a team with only one superstar that won an NBA title.
And you mentioned the top five on defense. They do also a lot of things that, you know, the top five in free throws, the top five in free throw in shooting percentage. Mm-hmm. They do the little things like you say, and they play team ball. And it's fun to watch, not against us, but I'm surprised at how good they look in person.
Cavs have a homestand coming up this week. It is Charlotte on Wednesday, Memphis on Friday, then Atlanta on Monday. Three teams the Cavs have yet to face.
Yes, and the most important one is on Friday against Memphis. There's a giveaway, the bobblehead of the 90s mascot.
Whammer.
Whammer, yes.
Whammer.
I like the battle between Whammer and Moondog going on. I think Moondog and Cersei C are a little jealous that Whammer got the bobblehead before them, but... Hey,
yeah, no idea.
Can't wait to come on Friday.
That's for those of you interested in such things. That's Friday.
Friday.
In that
Cavs.com/tickets.
Yeah, in that game against Memphis. We're gonna have Joe Gabriel on in the first half of the show. A lot to come. It's straight ahead, right here on Cavs HQ.
Don't look now, but it's that time again. Flu season is about to rear its coughing, sneezing, aching, feverish head. Discount Drug Mart believes that the best defense is a good offense. Protect yourself and your loved ones in just minutes from the flu bug the safe, convenient way with a flu shot from Discount Drug Mart Pharmacy. No appointment is necessary, and most insurance plans are accepted with a zero copay for most Medicare, Medicaid, and several private plans. The flu can end with you at Discount Drug Mart, open 7 days a week, including holidays. See pharmacy for details.
The very thought of you.
After five sold-out world tours, he's back.
And I'm feeling good.
It's an evening with Michael Bublé.
So come on, come on, come on, come on. And
Friday, March 27th, Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Tickets make a great holiday gift and are on sale now at RocketMortgageFieldhouse.com. A Beaver production.
The Cleveland Cavaliers are celebrating 50 seasons on the court and in the Northeast Ohio community.
The organization continues to make a difference in important areas of need in the lives of individuals and families in the area. The CAF support a full roster of year-round efforts with special emphasis on education, youth and family services, health and wellness, volunteerism, entrepreneurship, recreation, life skills, and fighting neighborhood blight. The Cavaliers are all for one, one for all.
Discount Drug Mart wants you to know that despite recent changes made by Medicare, you can pick up your favorite brand of diabetes supplies at Discount Drug Mart and bill Medicare with little or no cost to you. They carry all the supplies you need, including Essentia Contour, LifeScan One Touch Vario, Freestyle Light, Drug Mart True Metrics, and AccuCheck Aviva meters and test strips. Stop by the pharmacy and pick up your diabetes testing supplies or speak with a pharmacist for more details.
Looking for the perfect gift this holiday season? Give the gift of a Light the Land holiday plan presented by Scene 75. Monsters holiday plans come with tickets to four of your favorite upcoming games and includes an exclusive Monsters fleece blanket, Scene 75 play cards, and free Disney on Ice tickets. For details, call 216-420-0000 or visit clevelandmonsters.com/holiday.
And we're back in the depths of Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. John Michael, Rafa Hernandez Brito, and a festive Joseph Gabriel.
Good to see you. Feliz Navidad.
Yeah.
That means Merry Christmas, Rafa.
Oh, that's what he means.
Yes, exactly.
Founder of Cavs.com. Good to see you.
Good to see you guys.
You're in the Christmas spirit.
I'm wearer of a wonderful Christmas.
Yeah.
I miss you guys.
You do have a wonderful Christmas.
Is that your version of this?
Like, hey, everybody's having wearing rock, like a
ugly sweater.
Ugly Christmas sweater. So I thought I would kind of wear mine. What do you guys think?
No, it's nice.
I think it's cool.
Green and red. It's
I mean, it's festive. It's Christmassy.
You know, you're wearing the brownie elfy hat.
No, it's just my little Santa hat.
It's nice. Yeah, for those of you who know the show, you know that Joe Gabriel brings something new each and every episode. So what do we got?
Today, because you guys kind of liked it last time, let's go with the Wayback Machine. You want to go way back?
I do.
Let's go way back.
I like it.
We're not going back too far. I mean, I guess it's kind of far back. So the mid-90s Cavs, that's where we're at. We're back in the mid-90s because, like, this year we brought back the mid-90s uniforms.
The blues.
The blues and the blacks. And so let's flash back to the mid-90s.
All right, let's go.
First of all, I have a kind of a confession in that I don't really like those uniforms.
That's funny that you mentioned that because we asked Brad Doherty when we had him on the show, and he was surprised about the reaction they're getting now compared to the reaction they got back in the day.
And he said what?
That he was surprised that people like them now because even the players did not like the uniform.
And that's what I'm saying. When you ask the kids now, the guys now, and especially the young people, they think it is fire, as they say. So
it's throwback.
Because they didn't live through it. Because that to us was like the end of like the
an era.
The era.
Yeah.
So it was growing pains. I mean, they kind of went from these Cavs to those Cavs, and it was difficult. It was a difficult change. So I'm still getting used to the black and blue uniforms right now.
I like them. I do.
I think they look neat now. I didn't like the change.
Do you like Whammer or Moondog?
I like them both.
Yes.
And I also like the relationship that Whammer and Moondog
have.
That's
what I was just telling John about. It's like a little jealousy there, man.
That's what I mean. They kind of beef all the time, and I like that. So I kind of like that rivalry, actually.
Does Cersei C have a retro guy that he has?
He's an original. CC is just, he's himself.
All right, let's talk mid-90s.
So Cavs. The mid-90s, okay, this is when the Cavs kind of moved to Gund Arena, mm-hmm. as it was called at the time. And again, this is coming off the years where they had played Jordan real tough. And now we are into the era where the Cavs are kind of around 500.
It's
the Mike Fratello era.
It's post-Doherty.
Our friend is post-Doherty,
post-Nance. Post-Price.
Now post-Lenny. So that's Mike Fratello, who did an excellent job, obviously.
The birth of the restaurant era of Cleveland, I guess, with Mike Fratello coming in.
Exactly. It's like all of a sudden, yeah, Johnny's all of a sudden, their income just went way up. So, yeah, so it was the Mike Fratello era, and it wasn't an unsuccessful era. I mean, they were kind of, right, as you can see, the record right around 500. So they still were pretty good, but, you know, again, it was growing pains. It wasn't the rowdy old Coliseum. It was new downtown, so things were just different.
Just to put things in perspective, Mike Fratello's first season was Brad Daugherty's last.
Yeah.
So for those, for our younger fans, again, yeah, historically speaking, that's what we're talking about.
Yes.
That's when Coach took over.
Yes, and I don't believe Larry Nance Sr. ever played at Gund Arena. He was done by then. Mark Price was kind of in his last years here or so here. Again, Tyrone Hill and Bobby Phils, the late great Bobby Phils. So there still were some really good players, but it just wasn't the same. And I mean, look at Tyrone Hill. I mean, look at that guy.
For those on the radio side, we're looking at a graphic of Tyrone
wearing the uniform that been declared a favorite of Joe G.
Over 300 games with this franchise.
Yeah. So I liked those. I liked the next ones they had. But these blue ones, the black and blues with the swoosh, I'm just not a huge fan of that.
Joseph, talk about Bobby Phils' game again for some of our younger viewers.
Bobby Phils was just, I mean, he was kind of, he would be good in any era, and he'd be great in this era. I mean, a swing man, just built like a tank, built like a fullback. Just a great, and by all accounts, a great guy. Obviously passed away in an auto accident. But he was a real great one. He really was.
Also over 300 games with this franchise. You know, Joe, were you covering the team, or were you still with the NBA?
Are we going to do this again?
He was busy discovering the internet, man. Come on.
I was inventing the internet at that time.
I know that. I know
him,
that.
Him and Al Gore.
No, I was not covering I was still a Cavs fan at that time.
Okay.
I was in town at the time.
I thought you were with the NBA at that point. You were getting to the NBA.
I started with the NBA in, I believe, 96 or 97.
All right.
So it was close after that.
Danny Ferry as well in that era.
Yes. Yes, Danny Ferry. And like I have to point to, and I know the radio fans can't see this, that's as badass a photo of Danny Ferry as you're ever going to see. He should put that on his LinkedIn page. I mean, look how good that is. But Danny was... you know, again, and Danny came in with a lot of baggage because he was in the Ron Harper trade and people loved Ron Harper. So that was, again, part of the growing pains. Even though Danny was part of the Cavs at the Coliseum, again, Ron Harper was gone. He was with the, you know, the Bulls. And
I was busy during those
Clippers
days.
At the time.
During those days, I was busy doing other things, covering other sports. Did Danny Ferry have a career similar to what he had in college, or did he live up to expectation?
No, he did not.
Okay,
no,
that's what I'm asking.
You know, but again, he came in, and I know they called him the next Larry Bird, and that wasn't going to work. So,
yeah. You see, I was busy.
This is this is what Rafa apparently was busy doing.
See, you guys dog me. That looks like Rafa time. In like the mid 60s.
Yeah.
By the way,
where's the rest of the Rat Pack?
I didn't really dog you.
This is when I realized this was probably the first event I ever covered as a sportscaster. It's early in the middle of the 90s, and he was at the Broadcasters Awards dinner, and somebody invited me, and somehow Lucky Rafa ends up in the table with Jack Buck and Muhammad Ali.
It's not Lucky Rafa, it's weasel his way in. Everybody who knows him knows it's not luck.
I ended up there was an empty chair right in between Jack Buck. Yeah.
So let me ask, were you nervous to meet Ali? I know you don't get nervous too easily. But.
I wasn't, but I was glad I was able to tell him, you know, and this is true. He was a big reason why my father and I had a relationship aside from just father and son, mm-hmm. because he used to watch the fights back in El Salvador, and I used to sit with him and watch this guy fight, and that's how I the beginnings of me being a sports fan. So I told him, I said, thank you for helping me have a relationship with my father. You're the greatest.
Yeah, that's a good icebreaker. I was going to ask you, what do you say to Ali? What do you say? So
who are you talking to?
I know. Yeah. What am I?
Then we sat down and talked about other things. You know?
a loss for words.
I know. If I met Ali, I'd be like,
And then I met Charo in the 90s as well.
You met
Charo. She was a very sexy
Where
lady.
Where do we get these pictures?
Did she give you a name?
By the way, the blue cape was part of her outfit.
What are you doing under the robe?
I don't know. Trust me. She was a very
Did she give you like a
aggressive lady?
Like a coochie coo?
Yeah. She was a very aggressive lady. That was part of her outfit. Not mine, by the way.
Rafa just Look,
again,
for those
on the radio set, we're looking at a picture of Rafa under a cape with Charo, and he just called her an aggressive lady.
Yeah.
Look at that picture. Look at that picture. Rafa in the 90s.
What were you doing in the 90s? Have we...
Not much. I was in South Bend for 8 straight years.
Okay.
See, he went to college after college after college.
Now look at our guy right there.
Oh, come on. You guys set it up.
That's John.
Look at that little cutie.
That's Notre Dame's finest. Look at the fashion sense, too, on that guy. Come on.
I like that rugby. Yeah, that like looked like Pablo Escobar. Benetton.
Looks like Waldo. Come on.
Look at that. Oh, my God.
He smoked the stogies.
That's about 7 beers in right
Notre
there.
Notre Dame's finest. Come on. Notre Dame, man.
Right.
Was it easy to get in trouble in Notre Dame on the weekends? Like,
to be honest with you, most of everything that happened in Notre Dame is on campus.
That's what I mean. It was great, though.
There was not much going off campus at Notre Dame back in the
day. That really wasn't the question he asked. So
I think it was. I think it was a pretty safe environment, okay. I'd say, back in the 90s. Is that what you were asking?
Yeah.
Did I answer the question accurately? Or?
Yeah, not really. You kind of asked if you were getting in trouble and doing kind of crazy stuff.
No, I was not. Okay. I was nerdy.
Have you ever met Fernando Vargas, the boxer?
No, I have not.
What kind of a question is that? Of course he has.
Because
Fernando
I cover
Vargas.
Him in the 90s.
Oh, and there's a setup.
I want to show you guys.
All right, here comes
we
the
compare six packs. He had a fight, and he was talking about how fit he was for the fight.
Yeah, for those who are newer to the show, Rafa has lost over 100 pounds in his career. Mm-hmm.
He's very smelt.
Met Fernando Vargas, is what you're telling me?
See, Fernando, El Feroz Vargas. So he was talking about how fit he was coming into the fight against, I forget who he was fighting. So I decided to compare.
Again, I'm sure Rafa was at a loss for words.
Right.
Comparing physiques to Fernando Vargas.
I covered the fight the whole week, basically promoting the pay-per-view. So for like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, before the weigh-in, I got to spend time with the fighters in the practicing and everything. So I got to know him a little bit. So this is me trying to compare six-packs with Fernando El Feroz Vargas.
Oh, brother.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Look at that.
This is what you get.
Oh my! That's good. Hey, man. It's nice that we're able to share. I don't know where they took these pictures.
What he said to me was the six pack and a keg, as opposed to.
There's nothing wrong with that.
As opposed to 2 6 packs.
Joseph, could you stick around for our next segment?
I can.
We'll talk some basketball in the present day.
Okay, let's do it.
That's straight ahead, right here on Cavs HQ.
Experience the energy and excitement of Cavs basketball at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse.
Delly feeds it to Porter. Pow! Porter with two hands. The thunder is dunked.
Friday, December 20th is mascot night at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. The Cavs battle the Memphis Grizzlies at 7 p.m. All fans will receive a Whammer mascot bobblehead presented by Discount Drug Mart.
Clarkson left corner three. He hit it, and he got fouled.
Great seats are available now at Cavs.com or any Northern Ohio Discount Drug Mart.
Suspect a natural gas leak? Dominion Energy Ohio reminds you, first move your feet, then call when you're down the street. A gas leak might have a smell like rotten eggs, or you might see blowing dirt or bubbling water. A leaking pipeline might also make a hissing sound that you can hear. And remember, whether you're an individual or a contractor, state law requires you to call 811 before you dig to have underground utilities marked. It's simple and free. Dial 811 at least 2 business days prior to digging for your safety. For more safety information, visit DominionEnergy.com, keyword natural gas safety.
The Ohio State University men's basketball returns to Cleveland Sunday, December 29th at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Coach Holtman's Buckeyes, nationally ranked, will take on the West Virginia Mountaineers, featuring Ohio native Bob Huggins. Don't miss this state border war, which began in 1940. See the action Sunday, December 29th at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Tickets are on sale now at RocketMortgageFieldhouse.com or any Northern Ohio Discount Drug Mart location.
What's up, everyone? It's Ahmad with the Cleveland Cavaliers and our proud partner, Saucy Brew Works. Born and brewed in Cleveland, Saucy serves up a wide range of the highest quality craft beer made right in the heart of Ohio City. Our friends at Saucy believe that quality comes first, which is why they've been voted Cleveland's best brewery of 2019. Whether you're ready to sip or chug, come raise your glass with Saucy Brew Works at 2885 Detroit Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, and right here at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Crazy beer made for legendary good times. Welcome to the Saucy State of Mind.
Hi, all. Jimmy Hanlon here. Do you want to play unlimited golf for the rest of 2019 for just a card fee? Yeah, you heard it right. All the golf, no greens fees. Now you can at Stonewater Golf Club or Little Mountain Country Club. Stonewater and Little Mountain have great individual or corporate memberships now available for 2020. If you join either club for 2020, you can play the rest of 2019, both clubs, for just a card fee. The sooner you act, the more free golf you get. Hope to see you on the links. Visit us at stonewatergolf.com or littlemountaincc.com.
You hear a lot about the future of energy. Everything from smart technology to a stronger power grid. It may sound complicated, but it's really just a brighter way to deliver what matters most to you. At First Energy, we know energy is important to your life. That's why we're working each and every day to bring you a brighter energy future. See all the bright ways we continue to put you first at firstenergycorp.com.
Happy holidays from us here on Cavs HQ. Joe Gabriel continues with us.
I'm still thinking about that photo of Rafa under that with Charo. Charo.
You like that better than
yeah.
that?
I'm very amazed that you know who Charo is.
Of course I do. I'm an old guy. Like I remember watching her on like Merv Griffin.
Yeah.
And you got mad at me for asking if you were covering basketball.
Well, I know, but it's Charo, man.
I know.
Come on.
Rafa was under a cape with Charo in our previous segment.
How did I know you this long and never knew that was a thing? I'm kind of bummed.
Joseph, we just returned from Toronto. To me, that's one of the surprise teams in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah.
Pascal Siakam continues to be one of the surprise players in the NBA, the reigning most improved player, and he's been so good this season through the quarter poll that there's been talk that he might win it again next year.
Yeah, it's crazy. He's so good. And really, like, not just Siakam. I mean, that organization does a really good job with developing
they
players.
Have.
You look at Norman Powell's jump. You look at Fred VanVleet's jump. Really, they know how to develop guys in Toronto.
Siakam, two seasons ago, averaged 7 points a game. Last year, that jump was up to 17. This season, he's averaging 25 points per game. I mean, he's shooting from everywhere. VanVleet's a perfect example. I mean, they plugged him into the starting lineup. He was, you know, there's a candidate for sixth man of the year a season or two ago. Now, all of a sudden, he's starting. He's next to Kyle Lowry, two shorter guards, but they continue to bring it, and they play so hard that they are, you know, they're able to make up for that lack in height up front with their tenacity on the defensive end.
And I don't know about you guys who are basketball connoisseurs, but I love it when you see three guys in one team that not many people knew about. You know, VanVleet, Anunoby, and Pascal.
OG Anunoby's back.
We know about them because we saw them
from their
beginning in Toronto during our finals run. And it's amazing to see how much they have developed and how well they're playing together.
And
these aren't lottery guys. I mean, these are guys
that
VanVleet was a 4-year guy at Wichita State, so they're not, you know, these aren't, you know,
highly touted
guys. Blue chippers coming in. They've gotten better.
And they fit in that system perfectly.
Yeah.
Anunoby is a player who he didn't even make the playoff run last season. Had acute appendicitis late in the year, missed the end of the regular season, tried to get himself back for the playoffs, was available in the finals, but they were cooking so much they didn't even need him. But, you know, he has fit in seamlessly with that team. When you look around the league, Joseph, in terms of most improved candidates, we've seen some surprise teams. Rafa talked about it. I think I'm just as surprised that Boston is playing as well as they did because of their losses. Same idea with Toronto.
Yeah.
You know, you'd think that they'd take a step back, particularly defensively.
Exactly.
And those teams have gotten even better. As you look around the league, Joseph, any other players stand out that have taken that extra jump?
I do, but to your point, just a real
go ahead.
Revisit your point real quick. You look at the Nationals without Bryce Harper. I mean, that's a good example in that sometimes when you take a superstar off a team, it's true. Nothing against even the superstar himself. It's just that the team just plays more like a team. They play better. They don't defer to him in many ways. So really, it could be a good thing. But to your question, Devontae Graham.
You like him? He's coming to town.
Memphis. I mean, this week, he's rolling into town
Charlotte
on Friday. Charlotte. You know, again, there's a guy who made a huge leap from his first year, and also not a really big name coming into the league.
Exact same mold. He was averaging 5 points his rookie season, nearly 20 this year. Is Luka in the
mix? Of course,
Is he in the mix for both MVP and most improved player in the
season? And then we'll see another second-year player, Trae Young, coming into town. Mm-hmm. That is also obviously getting the minutes from the beginning of his career, but he's playing pretty well. Luka, I think, has the lead in all that.
Yeah, he's been spectacular. Luka Doncic suffered an injury; he's going to be out for a couple of weeks. But
and they still beat the Bucks.
And I would say
the end of the Bucks streak.
Yeah. To bring it back to the Cavs, these guys, when guys come into the league now, they are super young. They're not like they used to be.
Right.
So really, you don't even as a man, you don't really grow up until you're maybe your early 20s. So you look at guys like Kevin Porter Jr., Darius Garland, Colin Sexton. These guys are really young. They're not even drinking
they're
age
kids,
yet.
Yeah.
They're kids.
Kids.
Yeah. So in 2 or 3 years, you have to think what they're going to be. And really, to think about what Darius Garland, Kevin Porter, what those guys are going to be at 21 and 22 is really exciting.
Right. I mean, and Luka Doncic, 20 years of age.
Exactly.
How about Giannis? Giannis was the youngest player drafted. When he was a rookie, he was 6'9". When he was a second-year player, he was 6'11".
He was still growing
right. in the NBA.
Yes. So that's what my point is, that these guys aren't finished products. You feel like they are because they got drafted. But really, how good is your player development? And I have 100% confidence in John Beilein and his staff that they're going to turn these guys into really good players.
Speaking about growing, Kevin Porter is filling out already.
December,
he's put on a good 10 pounds of muscle since the start of the season. Joseph, great stuff as always. Good to see you. Happy holidays.
Feliz Año Nuevo.
Habla español all the time.
Obviously. More Cavs HQ right after this.
The Cleveland Cavaliers are celebrating 50 seasons on the court and in the Northeast Ohio community. The organization continues to make a difference in important areas of need in the lives of individuals and families in the area. The Cavs support a full roster of year-round efforts with special emphasis on education, youth and family services, health and wellness, volunteerism, entrepreneurship, recreation, life skills, and fighting neighborhood blight. The Cavaliers are all for one, one for all.
Don't look now, but it's that time again. Flu season is about to rear its coughing, sneezing, aching, feverish head. Discount Drug Mart believes that the best defense is a good offense. Protect yourself and your loved ones in just minutes from the flu bug the safe, convenient way with a flu shot from Discount Drug Mart Pharmacy. No appointment is necessary, and most insurance plans are accepted with a zero copay for most Medicare, Medicaid, and several private plans. The flu can end with you at Discount Drug Mart, open 7 days a week, including holidays. See pharmacy for details.
Millions of fans have witnessed the concert experience that launched a one-of-a-kind rock holiday tradition. Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Minutemen HR welcomes the all-new Christmas Eve and Other Stories. Presented by Hallmark Channel. Two shows, Friday, December 27th, Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Reserve seats are on sale now at rocketmortgagefieldhouse.com and livenation.com.
Experience the energy and excitement of Cavs basketball at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse.
Delly beats it to Porter. Pow! Porter with two hands. The thunder is dunked.
Friday, December 20th is mascot night at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. The Cavs battle the Memphis Grizzlies at 7 p.m. All fans will receive a Whammer mascot bobblehead presented by Discount Drug Mart.
Clarkson left corner three. He hit it, and he got fouled.
Great seats are available now at Cavs.com or any Northern Ohio Discount Drug Mart.
Victor Allen's Coffee is now available at your local Discount Drug Mart. We are delighted to bring you our high-quality, roaster-fresh perfection at a sensible price. Enjoy Victor Allen's Coffee in a convenient single-serve cup format, premium coffee at the push of a button. What could be easier and taste so delicious? Victor Allen's Coffee, now available at Discount Drug Mart. Grab some today.
Discount Drug Mart, saves you the runaround. You'll find everything. We'll be right back.
We're back on Cavs HQ. Community service, of course, is a cornerstone of the Cavaliers organization. And as part of the Cavs All-Star Kids and Head of the Class programs, Cavs in-arena host Ahmad Crump and the Scream Team visited Grant Elementary to surprise first-grade student Dominic Perusco as the Cavs December All-Star Kids winner, then on to Cleveland Preparatory Academy as school principal Robert Williams received the Head of the Class Award. Both got a giant ticket to an upcoming Cavs game. Dominic got a pizza party for his entire class, and Robert received a $500 donation for his school. The Cavs are proud to recognize Dominic for being an All-Star Kid and Robert for being at the head of his class. Cavs in the Community is brought to you by Discount Drug Mart. Tony Brown, the voice of the Cleveland Monsters, is straight ahead. We'll be right back with more Cavs HQ.
She says, baby, I can't help but be scared of it all. Ooh, sometimes, see, the rain's gonna wash away, I believe in you.
Man, look at this talent.
Talent!
That is Tony Brown, the voice of the AHL's Cleveland Monsters. This is Tony Brown. Good to see you, buddy.
Good to be with you guys. Thanks for having me.
How have you been? Season rolling right along?
Oh, man, you blink and you're 3 months in, right?
Yep.
Monsters are plugging along just about 30 games into the season, and it's fun like always.
We're going to talk hockey in just a moment. You guys always seem to be having fun with the Monsters. That was a clip of you and Zach Dalpe, co-captain of the team. Just tell us a little bit about it, and that song has special meaning to Zach, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. So last season, Zach and I, you know, discovered we both have a little bit of a, you know,
a
music
lot of
streak,
talent. Don't sell yourself
in
sure.
us there. So
yes,
we did a cool video about Gord Downie, who was in the Tragically Hip, great Canadian rock band, one of Delp's favorite groups there. He passed away, so we did a little video. Wanted to do more of the same this year, and he came up with an amazing idea to honor his mom, who, you know, for our Hockey Fights Cancer game this year, she, you know, battled cancer a few years back and passed away. But he explains in the piece how that song, 3 a.m. by Matchbox 20, was a big deal to him and his mom. It was something they shared. She was, you know, a big music person. And so he thought maybe we could use this setting and this platform honor her heading into our Hockey Fights Cancer night.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Do you guys bring the guitar on the road?
No,
I know you spend a lot of time.
What
traveling
do you think they do? Just hang out?
Well, no, I'm trying to get a band together.
You know, I think we'd love to. I don't know if either one of us wants to talk to our equipment guy Dusty and ask him to throw the gear under the bus. But we haven't really played a lot outside of these types of things. But it's a lot of fun. I think music is a thing that allows people to communicate on a different level. So Delps and I have had a good time with it.
You guys also, now there's, correct me if I'm wrong, Between Two Ferns is a Zach Galifianakis show, right? It airs where? I've seen clips of this.
I've seen the interview. Now I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
right. Yeah, it's like an internet series.
Right.
It was originally Funny or Die, which is Will Ferrell's company put it on. I think they even made a movie on Netflix or something.
Where he pretends to be serious, right?
Yeah, it's kind of like an interview show, but it plays up the low budget sort of thing, and then he kind of insults
his guests.
Type
of show. Yeah. I've seen it's right up Rob's alley.
Yeah.
I'm surprised. Yeah, you're not the co-star.
No, it's hilarious though, and Delps was again looking for different ways to maybe get involved in
our business,
game operations sort of stuff, and so we all kind of cobbled together with a lot of help from Matt Bettinger, who is our game ops director, and Chris Thomas, who's with our production staff here in house at the field house. So we came up with this thing, and I mean, Zach is phenomenal. He really just took it upon himself, got into character, and it was a lot of fun to make.
We have a clip, so let's take a look on the television side.
Hi, I'm Zach Delpe. This is Between Two Goals, and this is my first guest, Tony Brown. So let's get right into it, Tony. What is it like asking the same questions day after day?
Oh, well, I have about as much fun asking you guys those as you do answering them.
Yeah.
So that gives you an idea.
So not very much fun. The past couple seasons, you've had a handlebar mustache, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when did you realize you were no longer wanted to be a creepy weirdo?
About 7 months into that.
So your nickname, the Goat.
Yeah.
How'd you get that? Because you're not the greatest.
Kind of goes back to
to my buddies back home.
I thought it was like more ironic, like you're not the greatest of all time.
You could say I'm also the greatest of all time.
But no, that's what's ironic about it.
All right, anyways, all right, next question. Yeah,
yeah. I like it.
I want to do the basketball version.
I was just about to say you've sparked, you've sparked a problem on the basketball side.
Oh, very good. I like it.
That's great stuff.
Yeah, you know, it's a lot of fun, and it makes all the difference when you have a player that's as enthusiastic about making this stuff as we are coming up with this funny stuff.
And the fact that you also have all the other players that are willing to play along, too.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's very important.
You know, I've worked in hockey a long time, and the cool thing about working in hockey is none of the guys take themselves all that seriously, you know, so there is room for stuff like this.
Speaking of cool things, I got to give you props, you know, to the game of hockey and also a complaint. Okay. This is the thing.
This happens with every guest, Tony. Here we go.
An amazing promotion. It's called the Chocabear promotion.
It was recently held.
It's
fantastic.
At Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, where you broke a record of.
Yeah, it was 8,000 some.
Explain what it's. Yeah.
So it's a holiday thing. It's become a big deal in hockey all over the place
in the past
maybe 10 years.
Amazing, yes.
But during the holiday season, as a way to generate, you know, a little bit of help for those in need in our community, fans can bring a new stuffed animal plush toy to the game. And when the home team scores their first goal, then you throw them all onto the ice.
And it's awesome.
Yeah. Some folks call it teddy bear toss. We call it Chuck-a-bear.
Right.
Now, that's the best.
This is the
big part.
Right. It's awesome. This is the basis of
my problem
of this complaint,
with it
apparently.
Is that the Cleveland Monsters continue to have that event that night when the Cavs are on the road. So I keep on my fiance is a little mad because I had a bear that I wanted to come into and thinking I would be able to come to the game.
Gotcha.
And I still have it at home. You see, for our fans
there
on the TV side, they can see the bear. So, you know, it's taking up a little room in my apartment.
Yeah, yeah. I can see that.
Everything's a setup on this show, Tony. Nobody seems to fill in the other co-host,
but,
by the way.
By the way, there are people that bring bears that size. Not that size, maybe. That thing is probably 100 pounds.
Oh, yeah. We
when
had
I
some
took a picture, but
huge, huge yes. bears. Jock Callender, my broadcast partner, threw a llama. I hope no one was injured. But threw a llama from the broadcast booth up in Loudville. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun. And, Rafa, as you know, I personally handle all the AHL scheduling. So you pick the right guy to gripe to.
And the other thing is, next time you do a game from the Budweiser Brewhouse at the Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, I want to come.
Okay, we've talked about that.
I just want to watch the hockey game from up
there. That's a great view. But when I went up there for the first time, I thought it was going to be really far away.
It's not.
It's great for basketball. But my first thought was for hockey, this would be spectacular.
Oh, man, right on the end of the rink. You can see everything develop.
No question about
zones.
It.
Yeah. Just for personal purposes, it's a very bad seat for basketball, for anybody listening. At the Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, and maybe they want to move me out of the perch or something.
First of all, it's not a bad seat at all.
To broadcast the game,
maybe to broadcast the game,
so
but to watch the game.
I would like
for
to
basketball.
Watch a hockey game from there. That's it.
What Rob apparently doesn't understand is there's a reason why the Monsters are at home when the Cavs are on the road.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe because we share the same arena. I'm just throwing it out there. Just maybe that's where there's that scheduling.
Now
from.
I get it.
Yeah. Tony, Monsters are playing 500 hockey.
Yep.
New head coach in Mike Eaves. He's an impressive character.
Absolutely, Totally experienced in every way. You name a level of hockey, and he has coached there, including the National Hockey League as an assistant.
Mm-hmm.
Most recently with Pittsburgh, but with Philadelphia, too. Long career at the University of Wisconsin. He was an All-American there in the late 70s and then went on to coach there for almost 20 years. Won a national championship with the Badgers. Most recently had been coaching at the Division III college level with St. Olaf College in Minnesota. But, you know, very energized and excited to be at the American League level again. He coached for the Hershey Bears in the early 90s, but the AHL back then was something totally different than what it is today.
Right.
And so to be able to coach younger guys who are sort of on the upward slope of their careers is something that he says is great coming from college because you're in a similar situation, even with the ages of the players. So it's been an awesome transition this year, and he's just a great guy to be around. You know, can't think of somebody more knowledgeable about the game than Coach Eve. So I've learned a lot from him already.
Tony, before we let you go, how do folks get tickets as we're coming into this holiday season for the Monsters? B, what can they expect from this year's version? It's Calder Cup just a couple of seasons ago.
Yeah.
New look, that's the way the American Hockey League works. New look just about each and every year. What can fans expect?
Yeah, well, we've got a couple of big dates coming up prior to the new year on the 28th and 30th against the Charlotte Checkers. The game on the 30th is really cool. It's our noon year's
Love
eve,
those.
So a special noon start time there. That also allows us to hit the road for Toronto the next day. But also on the 28th, it's our holiday hockey game. Best way to get tickets is just to hop online to clevelandmonsters.com. And then the big games coming up in the new year are both against a former IHL opponent of the Cleveland Lumberjacks, the Milwaukee Admirals. It'll be our Lumberjacks weekend on the 3rd and 4th, throwback Lumberjacks uniforms. You know, our buddy Jock Callender is going to be in the mix. And one of those is a television game, of course, on Friday the 3rd. At 7 o'clock on Sports Time Ohio.
And if it's Friday and if it's hockey game, that means that 1-2-3 as well, no?
Very, very good, Rafi. You've been reading your promotional calendar there. Yeah. 1-2-3 Fridays are awesome. Dollar Pepsis, $2 hot dogs, $3 select beers.
Select draft beer.
That's right.
Caught up. Tony Brown, one heck of a guitar player, an even better broadcaster. Thank you for visiting us.
Hey, thanks for having me. Always fun, guys.
Yep, best of luck the rest of the season. More Cavs HQ right after this.
Nobody said it was easy. It's such a shame for us to part. Nobody said it was easy. No one ever said it would be so hard. Oh, take me back to the start. The very thought of you.
After five sold-out world tours, he's back.
And I'm feeling good.
It's an evening with Michael Bublé.
So come on, come on, come on, come on. And
Friday, March 27th, Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Tickets make a great holiday gift and are on sale now at rocketmortgagefieldhouse.com. A Beaver production.
Going to the pharmacy. Going to the pharmacy. Going to the pharmacy again.
Hi, I'm Wilma Smith. You don't have to waste time or gas with multiple trips to the pharmacy thanks to Discount Drug Mart's Sync Your Meds program. The pharmacists at Drug Mart will work with you and your doctor to ensure all your prescriptions will be in stock and ready on the same day each and every month. Tom and I love Discount Drug Mart's Sync Your Meds program. You will too. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround.
Looking for the perfect gift this holiday season? Give the gift of a Light the Land holiday plan presented by Scene 75. Monsters holiday plans come with tickets to four of your favorite upcoming games and includes an exclusive Monsters Fleece blanket, Scene 75 play cards, and free Disney on Ice tickets. For details, call 216-420-0000 or visit clevelandmonsters.com/holiday.
The Ohio State University men's basketball returns to Cleveland Sunday, December 29th at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Coach Holtman's Buckeyes, nationally ranked, will take on the West Virginia Mountaineers, featuring Ohio native Bob Huggins. Don't miss this state border war, which began in 1940. See the action Sunday, December 29th at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Tickets are on sale now at rocketmortgagefieldhouse.com or any Northern Ohio Discount Drug Mart location.
Don't look now, but it's that time again. Flu season is about to rear its coughing, sneezing, aching, feverish head. Discount Drug Mart believes that the best defense is a good offense. Protect yourself and your loved ones in just minutes from the flu bug the safe, convenient way with a flu shot from Discount Drug Mart Pharmacy. No appointment is necessary, and most insurance plans are accepted with a zero copay for most Medicare, Medicaid, and several private plans. The flu can end with you at Discount Drug Mart, open 7 days a week, including holidays. See pharmacy for details.
We wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Back inside the field house, this is Cavs HQ as we approach the Christmas holiday. Homestand for the Cavaliers, three in a row before we head into the holiday. The Cavs are coming off of a three-game road trip. However, the game before that three-game road trip was against the Houston Rockets. Kevin Porter, the 19-year-old, had said before the game that he had been looking forward to playing against James Harden, a guy whom he looked up to.
Mm-hmm. And got a chance to work out with, right?
Yep, got a chance to work out with as well. And boy, did he perform on the big stage at Kevin Porter. 24 points that night, hit six threes, and his game in December has really been coming around. I mean, he's one of those players that you saw in camp and you said, well, once he gets some reps, we really might see something, and we're starting to here in this month.
And we have said it over and over since the season started, John, that we have to give these guys a chance to grow, and you have to evaluate the progress of this season in terms of growth. And I think this is a guy, Kevin Porter Jr., who has shown that he's learning from his mistakes, that he's learning the game. Again, he didn't get much playing time last year at USC. He was considered by his peers the steal of the draft. The Cavs took a chance on him. They saw something in him. And on top of that, I think he has shown flashes of his athleticism and what he can do on the floor. And this month of December, he has really put it together.
He's working hard, too. Austin brought something up during the road trip. Kevin missed a shot, and it might seem like a vanilla-type situation, but he busted back on defense. Transition defense has been something that they've been harping upon, and you can almost see the building blocks mm-hmm. for Kevin Porter. There are mistakes. There are mistakes with all rookies. We saw it in camp out of Kevin the first couple of games. He was foul-prone early over the first month or so. But, boy, again, step-by-step, incrementally, on both ends of the floor. You know, he's a big guy. We talked about it earlier in the show. He's put on 10 pounds of muscle, we've been told, since the start of mm-hmm. camp. And it looks like good things are on the horizon for this young man.
And to use one of Coach Beilein's line that he's been using, the game is slowing down Porter Jr., especially on the defensive side, what he showed, what he can do. Against, he's always guarding the best player on the other side. Mm-hmm. I think that is part of the thrust that coaching staff is putting on this kid. Mm-hmm. And at the beginning of the season, we were seeing him having problems shooting off the floor. You know, his average wasn't really where he wanted to be, and sure. Now he's close to 50% on both from deep and from the floor for the month of December.
Month of December, eight games. Here are the numbers: 49% from the field, 45%. From behind the line, he's scoring nearly 12 points a game, and he's doing that in only 23 minutes of play.
Yeah.
I mean, I like terrific that. Number. Yeah, terrific. And again, you knew it was coming, but boy, it's good to see. And the light seems to be coming on for the young man.
And Coach Beilein also is starting to find combinations coming off the bench.
That's where I was going next.
The two juniors and Clarkson together, and then now they're trying to set up Garland to start the unit, to start with them as a unit. And when they come on the court, and I think it's working for them because they're a little faster. They move the ball well. John Henson playing with them had pretty three or four assists in the game against Toronto. So I like what I'm seeing from finding that second unit combination that mm-hmm. should work well.
And it started during the road trip. For those of you who may not have tuned in over the last couple of games, what happens is Darius Garland will get pulled maybe 4 or 5 minutes in. He'll get brought back with that second unit. Really, Rafa, when you look at the games on the road, Cavs lost those last two contests, most recently in Toronto, also Milwaukee, but the bench numbers were plus numbers. Yeah. I mean, the Milwaukee game, Henson was a plus 17 in 15 minutes. Nance was a plus 17 in 16 minutes, and the Cavs lost the game by 17,
yeah.
which means that in those 15 and 16 minutes that Nance and Henson were on the floor, the Cavs, the minutes that they weren't on the floor, the Cavs were outscored by 34 points.
Yeah. And so, also, you just mentioned those three names. When they're all in the They're very athletic, very long. They protect the rim. They really, really hit the boards. And Darius Garland, his numbers are reflected in the last days as well because of playing with these guys.
Yeah, and he's coming around as well. His three-point percentage for the season is all the way up to 37.5%, getting more comfortable.
That rainbow is starting to show, yeah.
Yeah, and John Beilein said it early. We need to get this guy in more catch-and-shoot situations. He mm-hmm. he was not in many catch-and-shoot situations early in the season. That's developing more and more, and he's responding, and that stroke looks a lot more comfortable.
15 points in the fourth quarter against Toronto in the last game, and also at least 5 assists in each game of the road trip. And I think that has to do with the fact that he's actually playing with a unit that is sharing the ball, that is moving the ball, that is running with the ball. And again, the growth that we have seen in these two rookies is very much very positive for the Cavs.
Yeah, with you know the advent of analytics, this isn't really an analytic thing, but the stats and the way they've improved over the last decade or so, it's shown obviously for those a little bit newer to the game, when you catch and shoot, your percentages rise, and they rise dramatically as opposed to shooting off the dribble or shooting in other situations.
Especially because you're catching in the spot
it's,
you want.
Right, it's pretty – I mean, yeah, it's you get,
you're going to your spot.
But the numbers play that out, and Darius has been – it appears more comfortable not only shooting those shots, but getting into spots where his teammates can get him the ball.
And I think that's the most important thing, that he's learning. Mm-hmm. Again, I always say this on my broadcast, what people have to remember is Darius Garland not only is a rookie and not only just played 5 games in his college career, but he's also coming back from an injury. So he's
11 months of
inactivity.
He's
learning on the go while also trying to figure out what his body is going to be able to do, his knee. And I think that we have to give him a little extra time to see what the development is, but you have to base your evaluation now that you have a good sample all the way to December in the growth that these two players have had, especially the rookies. And I think it's very, very, very good for the future of the Cavaliers.
And just so it's clear, the knee, he says, is fine. Conditioning is where...
It's the whole year.
Right. It's 11 months of not playing a ball game.
Yep.
You know, and getting back up to... Not only getting back up to
while
game
playing
speed,
with professionals.
Right. Getting back to NBA speed where you're going up against, you know, superstar point guards night after night. So those are two 19-year-olds to keep an eye on. As we roll toward the Christmas holiday, it's coming up after the homestand. We'll talk about that homestand on the other side of the break as we wrap things up here on Cavs HQ.
Disney on Ice is hitting the road. Experience the coolest new adventure with your family and your Disney friends from Toy Story 4, The Lion King, Frozen, Moana, Aladdin, and more. Once the fun starts, it never stops. At Disney on Ice presents Road Trip Adventures. Tickets make a great holiday gift. Coming to Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, January 10th through 19th. Visit rocketmortgagefieldhouse.com or discount Drug Mart to purchase tickets.
Hi, all. Jimmy Hanlon here. Do you want to play unlimited golf for the rest of 2019 for just a card fee? Yeah, you heard it right. All the golf, no greens fees. Now you can at Stonewater Golf Club or Little Mountain Country Club. Stonewater and Little Mountain have great individual or corporate memberships now available for 2020. If you join either club for 2020, you can play the rest of 2019, both clubs, for just a card fee. The sooner you act, the more free golf you get. Hope to see you on the links. Visit us at stonewatergolf.com or littlemountaincc.com.
Suspect a natural gas leak? Dominion Energy Ohio reminds you, first move your feet, then call when you're down the street. A gas leak might have a smell like rotten eggs, or you might see blowing dirt or bubbling water. A leaking pipeline might also make a hissing sound that you can hear. And remember, whether you're an individual or a contractor, state law requires you to call 811 before you dig to have underground utilities marked. It's simple and free. Dial 811 at least 2 business days prior to digging for your safety. For more safety information, visit dominionenergy.com, keyword natural gas safety.
At First Energy, we're putting more into tomorrow so you can get the most out of today by investing in a smarter, stronger, safer grid and innovative technology that improves reliability. But most of all, we're investing in our people, the dedicated men and women who work each and every day to bring you a brighter future where energy is smarter and living is better. See their stories and more at firstenergycorp.com.
Experience the energy and excitement of Cavs basketball at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse.
Delly feeds it to Porter. Pow! Porter with two hands. The thunder is dunked.
Friday, December 20th is mascot night at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. The Cavs battle the Memphis Grizzlies at 7 p.m. All fans will receive a Whammer mascot bobblehead presented by Discount Drug Mart.
Clarkson left corner three. He hit it, and he got fouled.
Great seats are available now at Cavs.com or any Northern Ohio Discount Drug Mart. What's up, everyone? It's Ahmad with the Cleveland Cavaliers and our proud partner, Saucy Brew Works. Born and brewed in Cleveland, Saucy serves up a wide range of the highest quality craft beer made right in the heart of Ohio City. Our friends at Saucy believe that quality comes first, which is why they've been voted Cleveland's best brewery of 2019. Whether you're ready to sip or chug, come raise your glass with Saucy Brew Works at 2885 Detroit Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, and right here at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Crazy beer made for legendary good times. Welcome to the Saucy State of Mind.
What the hell?
We are back to close up shop on this holiday edition of Cavs HQ. The Cavaliers this week open up a three-game homestand following a stretch where they played 12 consecutive games against teams that made the playoffs last season.
And not only that, including teams that were undefeated at home. Some of, two of them have lost their undefeated status. But and the best record in the NBA, the actual the current champions. And now we get three teams coming into town that promise to be entertaining games. Young talent. We were talking about Devontae Graham from Charlotte, who is one of the most improved players, I think, this year. And then you add the Grizzlies without Morant, I believe. And then, you know, Trae Young and his crew coming in with the Hawks.
Yeah, let's on the TV side, let's take a look at that stretch coming up. Charlotte, of course, no more Kemba Walker. Life after Kemba. He has moved on to Boston. It's Terry Rozier, the Youngstown native, who now runs the point alongside Devontae Graham. There's the stretch, and then right back into the fire again after the homestand, heading off to Boston, on to Minnesota for the lone trip to Minnesota of the season, and then back to take on the defending champs, the Raptors, on New Year's Eve.
And what a way to finish the year, too. The back-to-back in Boston and Minnesota, not easy at all in terms of traveling, and then to finish the year with the champions again. So it's going to be an entertaining last 2 weeks of the season, year.
You mentioned that travel. How about the last road trip? San Antonio to Milwaukee.
After a back-to-back, after playing in Houston.
Toronto.
Excuse me.
Toronto. Yeah, it's been a bumpy December. January is not easy either. February is a breeze.
And then it comes, February everybody loves.
But the Cavs are going to get bounced around schedule-wise in December and on into January. Happy holidays, my friend.
Feliz Navidad.
Happy holidays to all of you. Be safe. Enjoy the homestand. Cavs.com is where you can get your tickets.
All right.
Oh, Danny!
It's closing time.
It's over, Johnny. It's over!
Suspect a natural gas leak? Dominion Energy Ohio reminds you, first move your feet, then call when you're down the street. A gas leak might have a smell like rotten eggs, or you might see blowing dirt or bubbling water. A leaking pipeline might also make a hissing sound that you can hear. And remember, whether you're an individual or a contractor, state law requires you to call 811 before you dig to have underground utilities marked. It's simple and free. Dial 811 at least 2 business days prior to digging for your safety. For more safety information, visit DominionEnergy.com, keyword natural gas safety.
Millions of fans have witnessed the concert experience that launched a one-of-a-kind rock holiday tradition, Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Minutemen HR welcomes the all-new Christmas Eve and Other Stories. Presented by Hallmark Channel. 2 shows, Friday, December 27th, Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Reserved seats are on sale now at rocketmortgagefieldhouse.com and livenation.com.